This is Fresh Air. I'm TV critic David Biancooley. Some of the most daring and relevant TV dramas of the past year, shows that have a lot to say about both racism and sexism, have come from the genre broadly described as science fiction. The Watchmen on HBO, Penny Dreadful, City of Angels on Showtime. And now, coming Sunday from HBO, is Lovecraft Country, a miniseries that's really tricky to describe, which in this case is a compliment. Like Matt Ruff's Lovecraft Country novel, on which this HBO 10-part drama is based, the story is drawn from some of the concepts and creatures from horror writer H.P. Lovecraft, who wrote about a century ago. His stories featured sorcerers and monsters, aliens and alternate universes, and in the past have inspired such cult films as The Dunwich Horror, Reanimator, and From Beyond. The magic and the monsters are part of Lovecraft Country as well, but what Matt Ruff does in his novel, and showrunner and writer Misha Green does even more in her TV adaptation, is subvert Lovecraft's fiction and deepen it by framing it all from a bold new perspective. Lovecraft's views and some of his story's themes were overtly racist, but Lovecraft Country upends all that by presenting a narrative in which the heroes are African-American, the setting is the racially divided 1950s, and each episode of the miniseries seems to have its own tone. HBO made only half of Lovecraft Country available for preview, but so far, I really love its mixture of consistency and surprises. Episodes have reminded me of such movies as Alien, Poltergeist, and Indiana Jones, while also telling their own unfolding mystery story. Two of the other executive producers of Lovecraft Country are Jordan Peele of Get Out and J.J. Abrams of Lost, both of whom have done exciting and often thoughtful work in the genre of fantasy. Their support has lent prominence to HBO's Lovecraft Country, but it's Misha Green who provides much of the magic here. She not only writes most episodes, but has improved upon the novel by deepening and altering both the characters and the narrative. In the opening episode, three of the main characters are driving east from Chicago when they stop for a moment in a secluded stretch of tree-lined road. The trio consists of Atticus, a young Korean War veteran played by Jonathan Majors, his childhood friend Letitia, played by Journey Smollett, and his Uncle George, played by Courtney B. Vance. There may be danger lurking in those woods, but a different type of danger presents itself when a sheriff, played by Jamie Harris, drives up and begins asking questions. The uncle responds as politely as possible, but the tension quickly escalates.
Who are you?
George Freeman, sir. This here is my nephew, Atticus, and his friend, Letitia.
Where y'all from?
Chicago, sir.
You're a long way from home.
Oh, we're just passing through, taking a little bathroom break, sir, is all.
Any of you all know what a sundown town is?
Yes, sir, we do.
Well, this is a sundown county. If I had found you pissing in my woods like animals after dark, it would have been my sworn duty to hang every single one of you from them trees.
It's not sundown yet.
Sunset is at 7:09 today. That's 7 minutes from now.
Then we'll be out of the county in six.
Now that's impossible heading south on the road you're currently on, unless you were to speed. And if you were to speed, I'd have to pull you over.
Then we'll head north.
That might work. Why don't you give it a try?
We will, sir.
Is it legal to make a U-turn here?
Aren't you a smart one? Now, ordinarily, I would consider a U-turn a violation. But if you ask me real nice, I might just let it go this time.
It's not revealing too much, or overstating things, to say that the real monsters in Lovecraft Country, the scariest ones, aren't the flesh-eating creatures borrowed from Lovecraft's fiction. They're the authority figures, the bigots, the people who are in power and willing to use it. The clearly fictional monsters are almost a relief. But they, too, are scary, as are the ghosts, the wizards, and the other supernatural elements. Even as it raises tension as often as it raises important issues, this miniseries is a lot of fun to watch. Part of that comes from the visual flair, with obvious nods to famous films and sequences. and part comes from its intentionally anachronistic use of music. When the same soundtrack can find ways to make great use of a righteous rant by spoken word poet Gil Scott Heron and the Movin' On Up theme from the Jeffersons, I'm all in. Yet what makes Lovecraft Country work the most in this HBO version is its humanity. The relationships between the characters are key. Friends turning to lovers, fathers and sons trying to reconnect, sisters being both supportive and competitive. Journey Smollett, who starred in Misha Green's slavery-era TV drama Underground, is great here as Letitia, an action hero every bit as dynamic and crucial to the story as Jonathan Majors as Atticus. There's also a large supporting cast, including Michael Kenneth Williams from The Wire and Abby Lee. They're given lots to do, and do it very well indeed. Lovecraft Country, the book, took Lovecraft's ideas, played with them, and played against them, emerging with something better and more meaningful. Lovecraft Country, the HBO series, does that to the book as well. It's got a lot to say, and the way it says it makes for one wild ride. On Monday's show, a gripping inside look at the Trump administration's crackdown on immigration. For 2 years, filmmakers Shaul Schwartz and Christina Clajot had unprecedented access to immigration enforcement officers and the immigrants they detained. The result is the 6-part series Immigration Nation, now available on Netflix. Hope you can join us.